AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Happening in Iraq, masked men in military uniforms kidnapped 16 Turkish workers and engineers in Baghdad at dawn, bundling them into several SUVs and speeding away. Iraqi security officials say the 16 are employed by a Turkish construction company contracted to build a sports complex in Sadr City. The Obama administration is on the verge of getting the votes it needs to uphold the nuclear agreement with Iran.
Two more Senate Democrats have come out in favor of the deal, Pennsylvania's Bob Casey and Chris Coons of Delaware, who acknowledged it has multiple shortcomings.
It is the better strategy for the United States to lead a coalesced global community in containing the spread of nuclear weapons.
That brings to 33 the number of Democrats who support the deal, one short of the number needed to uphold the president's expected veto of the resolution of disapproval that Republicans plan to push through the House and the Senate. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
The manhunt continues overnight north of Chicago for three suspects wanted in the shooting death of Fox Lake, Illinois Lieutenant Joseph Glinowitz. Mayor Donnie Schmidt says the well-known officer was a 30-year department veteran.
G.I. Joe was the father of four boys, a decorated police officer and an asset to our community.
A trial has started for the Alabama police officer charged with excessive force against an Indian grandfather who was visiting his family near Huntsville in February. Officer Eric Parker charged with violating the civil rights of Suresh Bhai Patel, who was thrown down and partially paralyzed. The U.S. Olympic Committee has named Los Angeles as its bid city to host the 2024 Olympics. Mayor Eric Garcetti.
We are in this to win, and we intend to. We've got a great city. This is in our DNA. We know how to do this with a profit and with a legacy that helps our city for decades to come. That's what we intend to do.
This is AP Radio News. The president of Shell Oil says exploratory drilling off Alaska's northwest coast is going well, despite stormy weather last week that stopped operations for a few days. In Anchorage, Marvin Odom says it's necessary to keep searching for new sources of oil.
It takes years to build up the capability to be able to do this the right way. That's training thousands of people to be ready to do these jobs. That's building up this fleet of equipment and vessels that are necessary to execute a program like this.
While on his trip to Alaska, President Obama taped a reality show.
Good to see you guys. How are you? So this is like a cool place, right?
Oh, yeah.
I gather, I can tell this is where like the cool folks hang out.
Here he was greeting patrons of the Snow City Cafe ahead of his visit to Exit Glacier in Seward. Mr. Obama taped an episode of the TV show Running Wild with Bear Grylls, putting his survival skills to the test in the national park. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.